evening. The letterman brought it to me, a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, "Gil Holy, come over to tea." Sure, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
There were plums and prunes
and cherries.
There were citrons
and raisins
and cinnamon too.
There was nutmeg
and berries.
And a crust it was nailed on with glue.
There were caraway seeds in abundance.
Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache.
It could kill a man twice just eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really it wasn't no use.
They worked at it over an hour, and they couldn't get none of it loose.
Till Fogarty went for the hatchet,
and Achille came in with a saw.
And cake was enough by the powers to paralyze any man's jaw.
There were plums
and prunes
and cherries.
There were citrons
and raisins
and cinnamon too.
There was nutmeg
and
berries.
And the crust it was nailed on with glue.
There were caraway seeds in abundance.
Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache.
It could kill a man twice just eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Mrs. Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's Brogans and spilled the whole brewing of tay. "Oh, Gilhooly," she cried, "you're not eaten. Try a little bit more for me sake."
"No thanks,
Mrs. Fogarty," says I, "I've had quite enough of your cake."
There were plums
and prunes
and cherries.
There were citrons
and raisins
and cinnamon too.
There was nutmeg
cloves
and
berries.
And the crust was nailed on with glue.
There were caraway seeds in abundance.
Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache.
It could kill a man twice just eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was took with a colic.
McNulty complained of his head.
McFadden lay down on the sofa
and swore that he wished he was dead.
Miss Daly fell down in hysterics,
and there she did wriggle and shake.
All everyone swore they were poisoned through eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
There were plums
and prunes
and cherries.
There were citrons
and raisins
and cinnamon too.
Cloves
and
berries.
And the crust it was nailed on with glue.
There were caraway seeds in abundance.
Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache.
It could kill a man twice just eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
There were plums
and prunes
and cherries.
There were citrons
and raisins
and cinnamon too.
There was nutmeg
cloves and berries.
And the crust it was nailed on with glue.
There were caraway seeds in abundance.
Sure, 'twould build up a fine stomach ache.
It could kill a man twice just eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. It could kill a man twice just eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.